Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
As many leaders registered shock and disgust after Unite the Right was held in Charlottesville, Donald Trump hedged, claiming there were good people on both sides. Joe Biden may have considered coming here to underscore his differences with Trump. Kyle Condick is with UVA's Center for Politics.
I think a lot of people were disappointed in the president, and so maybe there would be some symbolic value to Biden announcing in Charlottesville, saying that in contrast to Trump, he would be more sensitive, and also that Biden would handle those sorts of things in a better way than Trump.
On the other hand, he speculates Biden might have found it difficult to assemble a large, enthusiastic crowd here for his big announcement.
Charlottesville is a pretty liberal college town. It's quite possible that the electorate in Charlottesville might decide to support a different presidential candidate.
Instead, Biden's expected to release a video on Thursday, something Condick says the candidate can control. His live remarks have sometimes gotten him into trouble. Then Monday, he'll head for a union hall in Pittsburgh, suggesting the Democratic Party could win back blue-collar workers if Biden were its nominee. I'm Sandy Houseman.